Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again?
Hey. And on this Tuesday morning, we'd like to say good morning to Richard Pasco, Adelaide Tech Guy. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm walking taller this week, Adam. Every Port Adelaide supporter walks taller this week. I've suddenly got up another 3 inches, which is great.
Wow. So, yes. That is surprising. Well, I mean, some of your big men will be able to be even taller as they take on whoever it is with 26,000, perhaps, at the Adelaide Oval.
Be one. I hope the other two sides belt the living suitcases out of each other before they come back. I really do say yes.
Very good. That's going to be a thing. They're going to fly in, have the prelim September 11,
and then we can sleep in our own beds. Not we. I'm not playing, but yes. So yes, but they sleep in their own beds. Go back to Adelaide Oval. Hope the crowd gets increased. But yeah, great sound from the crowd last week too.
Very good.
Amazing. So it's great. Yeah.
A full four-quarter performance, lots of great numbers. And speaking of great numbers, Richard, as we move to all things tech this morning, there are some eye-watering numbers about the amount of money Google's giving to Apple.
It's amazing. So if you never thought your Google searches were worth anything, they are worth a lot of money out there because Google is an ad company. People have to remember that. Mm. So search company, but also an ag company as well. Apple and Google have a great monetary agreement to make sure they're the default search engine on all of Apple's devices. You can change it if you want to, but Google is the default, and they do it better than everybody else.
Yeah.
Turns out that in 2021, Google will pay to Apple $15 billion.
Wow.
Just to be the number one, which is up from $10 billion last year. And they reckon that in the next 2 years, by 2022, that could go up to $18 to $20 billion. Phenomenal money, isn't it?
It's a lot of money, isn't it? People say Google it already. I mean, do they need to be spending all that? I mean, who's going to Bing it?
Yahoo and Microsoft would really like to do it, and that's one of the reasons why Google pays such huge money to make sure that Apple don't actually outbid them.
Gotcha.
So amazing, it's amazing figures. It really is.
That's ridiculous. And of course, they've also got their own devices, and they do okay in the Windows world too.
They do very well in the Windows world as well.
So they're doing all right, yes. You can Google how much by going to adelaidetechguy.com.au. Desktop computers, we are having this debate at the moment because we've got new school-aged kids and we're thinking we need to set up a little area where they can go online and do all sorts of things. And I've been thinking about getting a laptop so that I can move it around the place should I need. My wife is pretty keen on a desktop computer. And you're suggesting she might have a point.
Oh, I think she has a great point out there. If you're not going to move it around all the time, why not get a desktop? So, I'll give you four quick reasons. You get the screen you want at the price you want as well. So desktops and mini desktops don't come with a screen, so you can go along and bundle a great screen on there. You have 34-inch screen if you want to, like I've got on my desktop at the moment.
No need to brag.
Size is everything when it comes to technology. Laptop screens can leave a lot to be desired sometimes, especially on the cheaper ones and the smaller ones as well, to save money. Desktops have got better connectivity as well. So the average laptop has 2 USB ports, the average tower desktop 7 USB ports, HDMI connectors, Ethernet connectors, and an SD card slot if you want it. So great connection for desktops. Believe it or not, a lot of desktops now run far quieter than a laptop.
Right.
Because sometimes the laptop cooling fan can kick in and it can be quite irritating on there, I'd say, especially on some brands out there as well.
Especially on some laps.
Exactly right. Too many tabs out there, it starts to kick in.
Mm-hmm.
Desktops, I was with some the other day, dead quiet as well.
Right.
And you know what? You can also go along and get some desktops that just literally sit underneath the monitor as well, like a little Mac Mini. Intel makes some as well, or an all-in-one where it all sits in behind the screen. So there's four reasons why you might want to go along and get yourself a desktop rather than a laptop.
There was a time when the all-in-one was, you thought, we'll never see one of those again. How old technology? And now they're coming back and doing it pretty smart too.
And some really nice all-in-ones floating around, from HP, Apple, very, very nice all-in-ones that are out there.
If I have one tech phobia, it's subscribing to software. I know that you know, I should be able to do it fine, and you know, there are reputable companies and stuff, but I guess the pop-up and junk mail of the mid-90s burnt something indelibly into my soul. And so I'm always a little wary when it comes to subscribing to things, on especially software. You're suggesting perhaps it's not warranted, but a bit of caution.
Bit of caution. Had a client in the past who'd subscribed to a yearly renewal of Adobe PDF Pro. They tried to cancel it. This is where things went wrong. They missed the renewal date by about 3 days, and the credit card they used was out of date. So Adobe said you need to go along and renew it with a new credit card.
Right, yep.
We will charge you for a year, then you can cancel it. So it's going to cost him nearly $300 on to go along and do it. For 3 days on there as well. So, you know, in the end we decided, well, you know what, the credit card doesn't work. They can't actually get the money out of me. We're just going to leave it there, because why pay $300, you know, for it?
That seems silly.
As well. So if you've got software that you subscribe to, take a record of it. Know your renewal dates. Put it in a calendar as well. But know how to cancel this stuff if you need to. Microsoft with, let's say, 365 do it very, very well. And people can confidently go along and do that. But Adobe, few red flags around that. I thought that was disgraceful. They might have charged them $20, let's say. I'd understand that. But not the full year.
Yeah, that seems ridiculous, and makes me... things in my chest get tight when I hear stuff like that. I don't know why, but there are places like the Microsoft suites and things like that that seem to be a little easier. But you know, the fine print is lengthy, voluminous for a reason, I suppose.
If you subscribe to something, know how to cancel before you subscribe.
That is excellent advice. Advice from Richard Pascoe, adelaidetechguy.com.au if you want to read more, of course. And, mate, your advice for Charlie and Alia and the team, just relax, have a couple of soaking baths.
Take it easy for a couple of days, go back to training. They're going to be cherry ripe.
A couple of green smoothies, a box of
chocolates. I
wondered
what
you
were going to say then for a minute, but yes, a couple of green smoothies.
That's right. A box of chocolates for Ken, and away you go. Sounds good. Richard, thank you. We'll talk again next week.
Look forward to it.